broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for July 29th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour 2 of 2, and the goal, incredibly steady as a rock, stays the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Last hour, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about fact-checking Hillary Clinton's speech. Her acceptance speech, she delivered a remarkably without hard facts speech. That's according to the New York Times. I know the mainstream press is glowing about it and saying how incredible it was, but the fact is, there's nothing but a glowing fact about how awesome Hillary is, or Trump, how awesome Trump is. Neither of them, in my opinion, doing the job that needs to be done. They're both seeking for power. We don't seek for power, though. We seek to pull it down. If Sam gave an acceptance speech, what would he say? That was last hour. Soon it'll be available at libertyroundtable.com for your archived, on-demand listening enjoyment. Or on your Roku player, by the way. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. We also talked about why Dr. Ron Paul does not support Donald Trump. Because he says Donald Trump is an authoritarian. We don't need a boss. And I pointed this out in my speech last hour. We don't need somebody to govern. What we need is a servant. And you could say, Sam, that's just trite words. No, it donates a whole view of what you're doing. Are you taking an oath of office to serve? Or to govern? What is your reference point? What is your agenda? Sam, last hour, blew the Hegelian dialectic apart and pointed a way for truth and solutions based on God, family, and country and self-governance. Teaching people correct principles and letting them govern themselves is the answer. All right, anyway, that's enough of last hour, but I wanted to bring it up because I think it's important. And in people's speeches, they usually tell stories. Stories that relate to solutions or ideas. And Kirk Crosby has a story about a widow. And I think this story directly relates. Kurt?
Yeah, very good, Sam. And, you know, this, I saw this story and I thought, hey, you know, this is a good news story, at
Amen.
Least in my opinion. You know, a little while back, some of you people may remember there was a senseless, in my opinion, shooting of a police officer in the county where we live, Sam. And guy's name was Officer Corey Ride, W-R-I-D-E. And, many people were saddened by this. And this, the headline from this piece, article from the, I think it was Deseret News or KSL, either one, but, you know, hats off to them. They say the dateline is Benjamin in Utah County. That's a little farming area. Says there are machines for almost everything except good old-fashioned yard work. For Tracy Pert, helping others, like helping someone with their yard work, is special. Yeah, this is what she says. She said, it isn't the big things that you remember, it's the little things. On Wednesday, this individual and others helped Nanette Ride receive a very welcome present from local businesses, friends, and family with a yard makeover. She, Nanette, that is the widow of Utah County Sergeant Corey Ride, who was shot and killed in the line of duty 2.5 years ago. This individual, Pert, was among several of Ride's friends and neighbors to lay down sod in her yard in Benjamin as a gesture of appreciation of her police advocacy work since her husband's death. The individual says she hasn't really had time to do her yard. She's out there and helping everybody else, and she's very selfless and serving other people. The lady, Mrs. Ride, the widow of this individual, this sergeant who was killed, couldn't believe her friend set this all up for her. She said, I didn't have a yard or anything here, and I didn't have time because I was doing my charities, and it was just kind of depressing to come home to. For Ride, the article says, it really is the little things. This means the world. This is what she says about it. She says, this means the world because I can actually grab breakfast out on my desk and run my fingers through the grass and feel like there's life here, she said. Then they talk about dragging around heavy pieces of rock and big pieces of sod wasn't easy on a hot day. Yeah, we know about that. But everyone volunteering said it didn't matter. It's so much more than grass and yard work. It's planting the seeds in people's hearts. It's also proof that there are people interested in doing good, especially for someone who's been through so much bad. You know what? The article finishes up with Mrs. Ride saying this, love always wins. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, very good.
Now, the reason we bring up this story is because that's good, honest people doing good things in America, and that's how America's going to be restored. It's not going to be some bureaucrat in some high-rise building somewhere with a, you know, iron fist or whatever, or it takes a village, some socialist propaganda idea that's never worked in the history of the world. Okay, it's going to be done by good, honest Americans working hard to make America a better place, to better their lives, to better their homes, to better their families, to better their communities. That's how America is going to do well, ladies and gentlemen. So we want that story to kind of finish my last hour comments on this. The other reason I bring it up, Sheriff Richard Mack is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He might be a little too humble to mention this, but the CSPOA supported Corey. And when Corey died, or was murdered, I should say, the CSPOA was there to support and to give love and help. Anyway, Sheriff, well, you want to speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, we sent some money to the family, and I talked, of course, to Sheriff Tracy about it. And we reached out to Utah County Sheriff's Office and to the Ride family. I don't know if we could keep up with all of them going across the country now, but we did get very much involved in that.
When you say you don't know if we could, if enough Americans get involved, we sure could, sir.
Yeah, and that's true, and we certainly want that. That's been what we've been reaching out to do for a long time, is to have a lot more people involved in the CSPOA. When it comes down to solutions, it's about one of three left that are peaceful and effective. And so we've got a lot of work to do, and to help bring the law enforcement community together. Sheriff Clark and I are working on a revision of the County Sheriff America's Last Hope and the proper role of law enforcement. We might combine the two. He says in his foreword for the book that he's on a mission to basically save the reputation of the police in this nation, that they're getting a bad rap and that they're being misjudged. And
I think for the most part that's true. I do think some training and to get the bad apples out of the barrel would be a good idea, but for the most part I concur.
Well, that's my point. When we bring his crusade along with yours and my crusade of getting police officers to set the example in following the Constitution, also as Sheriff Clark has spoken about at our convention, when we bring those two together, I believe we hit the solution. So I think this book is going to be so unique because it's going to bring those two sides together in an amazing book.
So you got to have an Are You a David chapter if you're going to kind of bring several books together, though.
I'm going to have Rick Dalton do his chapter on a shield, not a sword, which means, and what you were just alluding to, the proper training, that we need to train the officers that we are not a sword, we are a shield. In other words, we are a guardian of the Republic, we are a guardian of liberty, and we're not warriors. And we're training the police, I believe, way too much to be warriors.
We've become warlike people, sad to say, but you're absolutely correct, and there's a lot of value and working on that. All right, there's several stories we want to get to.
Wait. Can you respond to the sure. Ron Paul thing?
Absolutely.
I think I have a very unique perspective on that.
Okay.
And I mean very unique. You know that I really like Ron Paul, and if he were running today, I would be voting for him. However, him not endorsing Donald Trump is meaningless to me. And I'll tell you why after the break.
You got it, ladies and gentlemen. We got a couple of stories we got to talk about, too. Two stories relating to the Ammon Bundy case. And then a story relating to Idaho. We'll tell you about it in seconds on your radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We're talking to the good sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. We're talking about Ron Paul, who won't endorse Donald Trump because he says, you know what? Donald Trump is an authoritarian. We don't need a boss. We need the American people to make choices for themselves. I would concur with Ron Paul. However, Richard Mack is saying, hey, Ron Paul's refusal to endorsement is just irrelevant, even though we would all vote for Ron if he were running. It's meaningless. Sheriff?
Well, I'll tell you why. Ron Paul also refused to endorse me when I was running for Congress in 2012 in Texas, the state he lived in.
So, and we hold on, and we found out the reason why that is.
No, because I don't know if I ever did.
Well, I do know, because he had fidelity to the party, and he had made agreement with the party to endorse the incumbents if he got enough clout from them in return. We know that for a fact. It was documented.
That's probably accurate. And so he endorsed somebody like Lamar Smith, you know, who I was actually running against. And he didn't actually endorse him at the time, but it was about a year and a half before then. And so you're right. He played politics with that. And, you know, he could have endorsed me if he had wanted to and just said, hey, you know what, I'm going to stand on principle here because we've got another Ron Paul candidate in the form of Sheriff Mack running for Congress, and I've got to back him, you know. But so, you know, he plays politics just like everybody else, and I'm sure I have a time or two. I know that I have because I voted for Mitt Romney, and it was a compromise on my part back 4 years ago, and I got blasted for it. So Ron Paul plays politics.
Even by me, justly so, sir.
Yeah.
So, I'm just teasing. All I'm saying is your point's well taken that every one of us, you know what, makes some poor decisions, don't we?
Well, yeah, but let me finish this part. What would he have us do? Vote for Gary Johnson, who doesn't protect life and doesn't protect the border and has some very... off the
well, wall. And who took on a vice presidential globalist partner?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, former governor of Massachusetts? You know, he's worse than Mitt Romney. And yet they've teamed up together. And so I don't know what Gary Johnson was thinking on that.
But your point's well taken that where would Ron point for solutions? And I would point to Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley on the Constitution Party.
Yeah, but I can't, you know, what if you live in a state where they're not even on the ballot?
Well, then you work to get them on the ballot.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen now. It's too late.
Well, I don't know. They're still gaining ballot access right now.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So that's good. And I
realize, or you could work on the whole idea of just eliminating parties.
Well, you're right about that. But I'm saying if you're going to vote for somebody, working on eliminating parties doesn't vote for somebody. I would say that. Go ahead, Kurt.
Right. You know, I mean, the bottom line, though, is the system is rigged.
No question. And we ought to reject parties and say the party's over, but we also ought to vote for the most moral, good, honest, wise people we can find. Whether they can win or not, at least I can sleep at night, and at least I can say my vote's not compromised, and at least I can build support for those who I believe are doing, you know, what's right. What would Ron Paul's proposal be?
But, yeah, well, see, that's the thing. What do you say to who's Ron Paul going to tell me to vote for, and who's he going to vote for? And
don't know who are you going to vote for?
So, well, let's analyze the good. I mean, we've talked about the bad about Donald Trump, and I'm not a big Donald Trump fan, but I will recognize what has brought him to prominence, and that is, I think, something Ron Paul would also agree with, is that he's not a lying sack of crap, corrupt politician from Washington D.C. The point that I'm making there is the people of America are so sick and tired of Republicans and Democrats alike who have caused the situation that Ron Paul and I both agree on, the horrible debt, the nature of corruption, the culture of corruption in Washington D.C., the ridiculous spending, the cronyism and the buying of influence that both sides have been guilty of, that has brought us the John McCain's and Orrin Hatch's and Harry Reid's and Nancy Pelosi's. These people are all sick, and they're all horrible. And so somebody looks to Donald Trump and says, oh, you're not part of that system? You're outside that system? Of course we like you. And so that's a natural consequence of the corruption of politics in Washington, D.C., is you get somebody from the outside, and you hope that they can bring in some new blood and something new. And why am I voting for him? Because he's not Hillary Clinton. He's not part of the problem. And give a guy a chance, an unknown, yes. You know, egotistical and authoritarian, probably. But at least he's not one of them. He's not part of the club. And so that's going to be a lure, and it's going to get him a long ways, and it might even take him to the White House. And so, you know, so if like you say, I have no place else to go. I'm not going to vote for Gary Johnson. I'm not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. And Scott Bradley's not on the ballot. What would I do, you know?
Yeah, you'd vote for Trump, and to some degree, rightfully so. And I agree with you that we can't just talk about the negative of Trump. We got to talk about some of the positives of some of these people. And we've talked a lot about, especially during the Republican convention last week and everything else, we've given Trump fair credit when credit's due, when he wants to change, fundamentally change our agreements Beck more towards totally a fair still, trade idea. He's right.
Yeah, and Glenn Beck is totally still touting Ted Cruz, which I totally disagree with. And I don't think Ted Cruz is any better than Donald Trump.
Well, I don't know what touting Ted Cruz is going to do. Ted Cruz basically melted down last week at the party.
I know. And I think, first of all, for Ted Cruz and his father to espouse a Christian belief that, no, I will not forgive Donald Trump because he actually offended me. What? Oh, really? He really offended you? So, of course, he offended your wife and your father, so of course you don't have to forgive and forget. Of course, that's a Christian ethic that a preacher, his father, Rafael Cruz, would actually be supporting.
But I'm not even convinced his father is a preacher in the first place. His father was hanging out with Castro, man.
Well, they still espouse it.
I agree.
Them espouse to be and claim to be these evangelical Christians. I've met both of them, and they do claim that. And I've been in meetings with his father. In fact, the first time I met his father was when I was in Alaska 2 years ago. But this, I don't know where a Christian belief comes from that if somebody really does offend you, or if they really do offend your wife and father, then of course you're not going to forgive them, and you have a good reason not to forgive. I don't know where that comes from and what Bible they're reading, but it doesn't coincide with the Bible that I read. And so this whole thing is just an absolute nightmare of lies and corruption and deceit. And no, I do not support Ted Cruz and what he did at the RNC.
And agreed.
I do support Sheriff Clark and what he did and said at the RNC.
Well, and in my opinion, electing Donald Trump, even if the only benefit is you might get Sheriff Clark somewhere that could change the race relation division that's been going on, change the idea that police should not be abused and maligned and ridiculed, but at the same time there needs to be accountability, is certainly a start that I would hang my hat on.
And you know darn well, because he spoke, he is going to be considered for a cabinet position.
No question. And even if he doesn't get a cabinet position, he will be prominent. At least four solutions. We need to talk about Ammon Bundy. There's two stories about him worth highlighting. Kurt?
Thank you, Sam. It looks like at least the one that I saw first was about Cliven in this case, but I'm sure it has to do with Ammon because the story does say that Cliven Bundy will be tried in secret along with 18 of his associates. This is according to U.S. Magistrate Judge Peggy Lean. I guess she's leaning on this whole idea. This is a Liberty News Daily piece. Says that she has granted a prosecution motion for a protective order that will prevent disclosure of most of the government's evidence against Cliven Bundy and his associates in his upcoming conspiracy trial.
Now, we need to talk about this in detail. Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby, Sheriff Richard Mack. There's also another story talking about, well, getting people to cave and compromise, even if it's not the truth. We'll talk about that as well. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Donald Trump is often described by his critics as a birther, that is, someone who has either claimed or insinuated that Barack Obama is a foreign-born imposter, who, in addition to being constitutionally disqualified for his office, is actually a secret Muslim infiltrator. And several years ago, Trump entered the political fray by expressing views of that kind. In this, as in so many other respects, he has much in common with his rival in this year's presidential race. Will Coley, a libertarian activist and founder of Muslims for Liberty, points out that it was the 2008 Hillary Clinton campaign that put the secret Muslim idea into play. Ex-Obama 2008 campaign aide Reggie Love says in his book, My Presidential Education, a memoir of his time working on the 2008 Obama campaign, that Hillary started it, Coley recalls. Photos of Obama in foreign dress were leaked to the media as part of a strategy employed to help Clinton's slouching numbers leading up to Iowa, to cast Obama as foreign, other, and yes, Muslim, a tactic so dirty and underhanded, even the GOP candidate wasn't willing to engage in it. That year's Republican nominee, Arizona Senator John McCain, explicitly denounced the idea that Obama was a foreign-born usurper. Although the conservative right is blamed for creating and circulating the idea that Obama is a crypto-Mohammedan, Coley concludes, the idea arose from Hillary's own ambitions to win at all cost, even using prejudice to win, and, in this year's primaries, straight-up rigging a nomination. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about, with Sheriff Richard Mack, we talked about Trump may not be perfect, but he's the best thing that we've got going. That's the truth, when it comes to electability at least. And we also talked about this situation with Ammon Bundy. Cliven Bundy and friends to be tried in secret, Kurt.
Well, it's better that way, Sam. I mean, you know, you just don't want all this kind of stuff to get out to people. But the U.S. Magistrate Judge Peggy Lean has now granted a prosecution motion for a protective order that will prevent disclosure of most of the government's evidence against Cliven Bundy and his associates in what they call his upcoming conspiracy trial. Now, I guess there was a four-page order that accepts without qualification government claims that media access to grand jury transcripts, FBI and police reports, witness statements, and other materials would constitute an impermissible risk to officials who would serve as prosecution witnesses in the trial of Bundy and 18 associates. These are the words they used. The quote, the government has made a sufficient threshold showing of actual and potential threats, intimidation, and harassment to victims, witnesses, and law enforcement officers to show good cause for a protective order restricting dissemination of pretrial discovery.
Now, the problem with this, then they go on and they talk about friendly media or media that is not friendly to Bundy and crew. So if you're friendly media or kind media, then they're not going to let you have any information. This is absolutely off the charts, un-American, Sheriff.
Well, it is. The Sixth Amendment says the accused shall enjoy the right to a public and a speedy and public trial. A speedy and public trial. That's the rule. There's no exemptions. There's no exceptions. There's no, there's an emergency clause here. Oh, you mean witnesses might be under stress or under threat? That's happened since the formation of our Constitution. Look at Al Capone, how difficult it was to convict him. And finally they did it because they manipulated his subterfuge of Al Capone. They found a creative way to go around what he usually did to bribe juries and to control juries. You cannot go around a public and speedy trial or that you're required to submit evidence. Why give a trial at all? I mean, this is so, Sam, you tried to explain how absolute insane and out of control this is. There's no adjectives or any way to describe how absolutely illegal and insane this judge is for issuing this type of order. She would have to say, you know what? You have a difficult job. That's what you bought into when you took the job. Do your best, present your evidence, and then you provide ways to protect witnesses just like we have for the last 170 years in this country. And that there's even a threat there in the first place is speculation. And that this
let me stop you there. When Ammon Bundy, you know, we all agree that we disagreed with what he did.
Yes.
However, he was running around with a cowboy hat unarmed the whole time, and he posed no threat to anybody. He didn't threaten anybody. He sat in a gym full of county people for a county meeting, polite as could be up in the bleachers. He met with the sheriff peacefully over and over and over several times. He brought people in for soup and you know, meals.
Okay, let's look at it on what, take it the next step. Show me, since Bunkerville, Nevada occurred, show me one government official that's been hurt or threatened to be hurt. Show me one. And there is none. There's absolutely none. And so even when they've made these arrests, and even when they kill Lavoie Finicum and use this ridiculous tactic of taking them down the way they did, show me one government official that has been threatened.
You're right.
That has actually been hurt in any way.
All right. Now, it gets worse, Sheriff, and I want you to respond to this, too. There's two articles. One is the one Kurt referred to. Cliven Bundy and friends to be tried in secret, if you will. The next headline says this.
Star Chamber.
9 more guilty pleas in Oregon conspiracy case. And it says a month and a half remains until Ammon Bundy has his trial on, quote, federal conspiracy charges. There's a month and a half until it's supposed to begin. And federal prosecutors have already secured guilty pleas on 9 of the 26 defendants that face charges as a result of the Malvir Refuge.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so what...
Now listen, legal observers told the Oregonian newspaper that the guilty pleas will probably ratchet up the pressure on defendants who are holding out for a trial. The prosecution's strategy in this conspiracy case is to indict enough people in hopes that less culpable defendants will flip and testify against those at the top. In other words...
No big surprise there.
Yeah, but it's not even based on facts, though. They're flipping... Listen. Based on information presented to them that isn't even factual.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That's how it's done. They lie and intimidate and almost extort these pleas of guilt. But I'd still like to say, what did they plead guilty to? You know, trespass, threats, threaten, intimidate, what? A terroristic threat, whatever. I'd like to hear it, and I'd like to see how...
You're not going
to
know, sir. It's going to be buried.
Yeah, probably. But what? How much time are they getting in prison? And I said all along, Ammon would not take a deal.
Right.
He didn't tell me that, but I don't think he will.
Well, and at this point, I don't know that he should, necessarily.
I don't think he should either. Unless they went, okay, we're going to charge you with simple trespass and put you on probation. I would take that.
Sure. Okay, I can
see
that.
That's not what they're after, I'm sure.
All right, now, there's another story that relates to this as well. And the problem here is, again, if they want us to trust government, they better start to behave in a trustworthy manner. But this headline really gets me. Family of Idaho rancher Jack Yantas files wrongful death claim. Now, you caught up on this Yantas case?
No.
All right. Almost 8 months have elapsed since Jack Yantas was shot. He was an Idaho rancher. He was shot.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I talked to his family when I spoke there, yes.
And killed by Adams County deputies.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I'm very familiar with
it. They filed a $500,000 lawsuit, a claim against Adams County, the highest amount allowed by law to request. And the bottom line is this. You know, they called him. He came responding to a bull. They knew he wasn't a threat. They knew him in the community. There's no reason for this death. And now the evidence is supposedly gathered and given to the DA and et cetera, but they haven't released the findings. And there seems to be no answers. This case just seems to be completely stalled. And one of our listeners emailed and said, why do you keep focusing on the Ammon case? It's vital. But what about Jack Yantas? I agree, and we've been following it at Liberty News Daily ever since. So there's an update. Neither of these cases, whether it's Ammon Bundy, Jack Yantas, or any of these other things, I mean, all the way back to Randy Weaver and more, where do we go with this? There seems to be no justice, Sheriff.
Yeah, and I actually talked to the sheriff there, that it was his deputies that did this. And, you know, he just said, hey, I'm letting the investigation go the way it's supposed to go. I'm staying out of it, you know, but he's taken a lot of heat. There's no question about it. But the bottom line is, people just don't trust the government anymore, whether it's local or federal. And it seems like too much of it gets, as we've said before, swept under the rug and covered up, and justification for shootings by police. And and that has to, we in government, we the police in this country, and we the sheriffs of this country, have got to be above reproach, and we've got to make sure that these investigations are open. And this is the part of the problem. Every sheriff and every police officer should be just absolutely outraged about what's happening to Clive and Bundy and getting a secret trial. All of us should be outraged about that. And when we're not, that again erodes the trust that we have for our public officials. It shouldn't be just groups like Liberty Roundtable and CSPOA and Oath Keepers that are defending the Bundy's right for a speedy and public trial. Everyone should be doing that.
And everyone should be standing up for Jack Yantas and saying, look, if there were cops that did things they shouldn't, in other words, too aggressive, kind of warrior cops, they need to be accountable for that. If we want to have trust in police, they better have some accountability.
That's right.
Quick pause. Richard Mack, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, live.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honeydew items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Hey, I didn't mean to fall asleep during Hillary's speech. It's just that she talks so much. It turns out that literally Bill Clinton fell asleep sawing logs during Hillary Clinton's speech last night, Sheriff.
Well, if I had to listen to her as much as he has, I would too. But I find where I can't even sleep, can't even stomach, and I can't listen to her over a minute. I swear, I'll have a heart attack again or something. It just makes me so sick.
Wow.
But one thing back to Cliven's situation.
Thing, yeah.
I was just talking to Don about it. But this one is so blatant and so stupid that if Cliven's attorneys can't appeal this to a higher court and get that overturned, then this is going to be like so crazy. He's going to win any appeal. He'll get a new trial. I can't see any court endorsing what this idiot.
I don't disagree with your point, but the fact that the judge would even assert such a thing tells you plenty.
This should cost her her job. In fact, she should be charged. And this is just so blatant. This is the epitome of what you and I have been against for the last 30 years of our lives. I mean, this is just absolute insanity. This is so stupid. It's so blatant. It's so obvious that this is a violation of the law, and especially when you consider that I don't believe they've been able to document a single threat anywhere, even if there have been some unfounded threats or just, somebody called or whatever and left a threat. There's been nothing even close to
But even if there is, just because there's threats
or anything else.
Sheriff, even if there is, just because there's threats, that doesn't mean that you have the authority to deny somebody their constitutional rights.
There could be thousands of threats and you still can't do it. And you
correct.
If you can't do a trial, then release them. If you can't try the suspect properly and constitutionally and lawfully, then drop the charges and tell everybody to go home. Cliven Bundy has been not a threat to a single soul in this country and never has been. And so,
same with Jack Yantas, though. I mean, look, this guy just went to basically put down a bull. They called him and asked him to come. Why wouldn't you just stand back and let this kind of resolve itself? I just don't get it. And again, if we don't hold some of these policemen and some of these government officials responsible and accountable, this judge should be impeached over even the assertion.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people that would want to get rid of her should be salivating at this point, saying, man, she finally did it. We can get rid of a judge now. This one is too easy.
And I agree.
We should hear very soon about how this stupid judge her order her order from the court on this and granting the motion of the prosecutor
Well, in this case, needs to be very public, and we need all the information we can get because it's just absolutely full of government cover-up and scandal all the way down the line.
Oh, all the way. Yeah, everybody's been saying how this is bogus and their evidence is bogus, and now she's totally endorsing that.
All right, before the end of the hour, speaking of that, we're going to have a Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event coming up on August 26th and 27th. That's Friday and Saturday. It's going to be in Utah at the Lehigh Courtyard Marriott Hotel. And we got a flyer that will be put up on the web here soon about it, but it's going to be called Training the Trainers. If you want to become a certified CSPOA trainer, come, because Sheriff Richard Mack and Rick Dalton, President and Vice President of the CSPOA, will be there doing the training. It will be an incredible event. Lifetime members are welcome. And then there's a fee if you want to attend, then you're not a lifetime member. We really just encourage everybody to become lifetime members. Get trained and learn what's happening today. We need to really ratchet up our message in a good way to say cops are not our enemies. We got to get rid of the bad apples. We've got to build trust again, and it starts with training police officers to think about things in a defensive way, in a respectful way, in a way of protection for the citizenry, of their rights, of their safety, and not creating warrior cops. And that's really the focus, primarily the oath of office at the center of that focus. Right, Sheriff?
Yeah, it is. And what we really need is more people across the country doing the classes that I've been doing for the past 10 years, and I just can't do them all. There's 3,100 counties, and then times that by 50, how many cities there are in the country. And we want the public freedom groups and the Tea Party groups and any of the other gun rights groups and freedom groups in this country trained, and we can do that locally instead of everybody waiting for me to get there to do it. And obviously other people are qualified to do some of that, you, Rick, and other people. But to do the entire class that I've been doing all across the country, we want more trainers to be able to do that. We want cops being able to do this. We want sheriffs being able to do this. And we want citizens being able to do this. So anyone is welcome. It's going to be fantastic training. In fact, probably the best constitutional American and law enforcement training that you could get anywhere in on the face of the planet. So, yes, the cost is you must become a lifetime member with the CSPOA, get involved, and become a trainer. And, yes, that's part of the program to do this, is that we become members of CSPOA and we become instructors to the community. And
now, I understand we only have 60 seats available, too, so people better hurry because it's already filling up fast.
Yeah, we have been. I've been getting calls, and there's people coming from all over the country. We already have a guy coming from Virginia. We have a lady coming from Missouri. We have another lady coming in from Texas. So, and then a couple from California, of course, several from Utah. But, yes, we've just opened this up. We could probably put up another 10 chairs if we had to, so maybe 70 at the most. But this is a very unique training. You won't get it anyplace else in the world. And so, yes, if you want to be there, and what I would say is, do you need to be there, and does our country need you to be there? Yes, get on board. Come to the training. You will not be disappointed. And you will become a certified CSPOA trainer. You'll be on our website to be able to be called to meetings in your area or anywhere in the country. So get there.
Ladies and gentlemen,
be there.
Even Kurt Cosby's going to be there, aren't you, Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam. As far as I know, we'll be there in fine form, and so...
make sure you bring some honey.
That may sweeten up the event just a little bit.
Heard that.
As you look at different solutions, and this is what you've at least been subject to with the two different Democratic and Republican conventions, you know, their ideas of solutions. I can't really think of a better solution when it comes to, this idea of the law enforcement and upholding the rule of law in America than supporting good constitutional sheriffs in their counties. And this is a step in that direction.
It is. And one of the big differences, the kind of the changing of our message at the CSPOA slightly, is that it used to be focused on just training sheriffs. Now it's focused on training everybody. And the idea is we're going to create citizens' brigades, if you will, people who will work with their sheriff and become a great citizens' support for the sheriff as well. That's one of the critical kind of focusing that we're working on that I think is going to make a huge difference across the country. We need your finances. We need your attendance. We need your involvement, but it will be training the trainers in Utah coming up the 26th and 27th of August, a two-day event. We even got a guy flying in from Florida already, so it is happening. And we encourage you to get involved immediately, and I'm telling you, there are solutions in America. There's just not a lot of them left. But this is one that really has wings if we the people take it seriously, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, this whole freedom movement will take wings when the grassroots people of this country get involved and the people form this grassroots movement. And that you have an opportunity to be a part of this as an instructor, or if you just want to come and simply have the training. And some people don't like to be instructors, but they do want the training. Welcome. Come on. Come to the training. So we've actually had both.
We're going to be doing several trainings across the country, not this event, but in future events. We'll eventually do a video of the training as well, so it'll be made available on video and everything else. So there's a lot going on here, that training the trainers. We're also putting up a CSPOA store where people can literally buy products and do the things that they do best in their day-to-day lives, but also support the CSPOA at the same time. So expect that to come online soon, CSPOA.org. The resolution's back online, which is phenomenal news. In fact, we had some people at the Republican National Convention sign it even.
Hey, way to go.
So that's pretty phenomenal news. So there's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be eating pupusas, too. I'm just saying. So there you have it. Any final...
To the Democrat one.
Oh, we didn't go to the Democrat one. Not enough money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would have went. Maybe I could have, interviewed Hillary.
Yeah.
I could have pretended I was Bill interviewing Hillary. Could you imagine that?
It could have been exciting.
Hey, Hillary, I've just decided that if I'm the first man, it's going to be phenomenal. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The CSPOA training coming up. Keep an eye on CSPOA.org for details and become a lifetime member today. Thank you, Sheriff.
Hey, we'll see you soon. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you, Sir Sam.
You're preparing for a God, family, country-style weekend, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the same. Why don't y'all do the same? LibertyRoundtable.com, this nation shall endure.